This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. Top of the morning to you. Coming to you from Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. We're going to talk about a couple of things, something old, something new. Kicking off with something old. New York. New York State, New York City. I've never been to New York City. I would love to go to New York City, but I would have to be disarmed to go to New York City. So I've decided to enlist the aid of my friend to come in and let's talk about New York, the SAFE Act, all this other stuff. I'm talking about Dan Woz. He is the author of Good Gun, Bad Guy. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. Pretty good. Great to be here with you.
It's different when we're not live, isn't it?
Yeah. You're talking about New York City, man. I can't even bring a squirt gun into New York City.
Yeah. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do.
My name's Dan Woz, author of a book called Good Gun, Bad Guy, Behind the Lies of the Anti-Gun Radical. I live here in New York, lived in New York my whole life. I'm up in upstate, so I'm about 3 hours away from the city, in a city called Saratoga Springs, and beautiful up here. We have the mountains. We have lots of beautiful nature, and we have a lot of gun owners up here in upstate New York. Like I said, New York City is a different world, and sometimes when people say, "Oh, you're from New York," they instantly envision New York City, and upstate New York's a completely different world. However, we are still living under the legislation of our Governor Cuomo, and that can be a real problem for everyone. He doesn't seem to have a good grasp on how to represent all the people of New York. He represents the people that he likes, and we sometimes don't think he likes the people upstate. Gun owners, hunters, sport shooters, concealed carriers. He doesn't seem to want to be our friend.
Well, you know, one thing I'll point out, and I mean, he didn't mean it when he said it, but when Obama was elected, he said that he now had to be the president and earn being the president of all Americans, right? Cuomo has never thought that, has he? He's always thought that, well, I can pick who I like, and I don't have to like you if I don't like what you believe.
Yeah, and that's probably the mentality he's had the whole time. Doesn't make it okay, and it doesn't make it right. And so what happens is we get things, you know, passed on down the line, things like the New York SAFE Act. I don't know why it's called the New York SAFE Act, but it is. And it completely violates gun owners, puts gun owners at risk of legal action in so many ways. We could go through, we could start talk about some of the details, but it's just a blatant violation of our Second Amendment rights. And again, it comes down to political ideology. And when you have someone that is so far left and doesn't represent the best interests of everyone, that's when you have a state like New York. As much as I love New York, the laws are terrible, and gun owners, conservatives, many of us just really are unhappy with it.
Now, for you, you live in Saratoga Springs. What is it like in the rest of New York, say compared to New York City? Do you have a concealed carry permit where you live?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people up here in upstate New York do. And in my particular town, there was a time when they couldn't print them fast enough. So it's a very gun gun friendly. In a way, upstate is. The laws upstate are different gun related than they are downstate.
Right.
So, but the, there are a lot of gun owners up here. It's a different. We have probably a good mix of liberal and conservative. Not that any mix of that would be good, but the mix is pretty even, I would say, up here.
So for now, with I think there's what 9 million people living in New York City, and there's 19 million residents in New York State. Does the entire state vote for Cuomo? I mean, did he come into office and retain office with a pretty good plurality?
Well, you know, that's the thing. There's a misconception with New Yorkers. I think New Yorkers across the board think that there's so many people downstate that we don't necessarily have a chance and it's always going to go blue. And that's not true. As you pointed out, the numbers don't tell you that story. So I think what happens and what's happening now is more people upstate are really becoming active. Republicans and conservatives are really becoming more, there's more voters now, active voters. And I think that's going to change things. We had Astorino who ran and did really well, and everyone upstate was all for him. But still, we didn't quite have that push to override the Democrat votes. I think things are going to change, though, especially now that Governor Cuomo is coming under a lot of scrutiny, and he's just saying a lot of things. He's really gone far left. And I think a lot of New Yorkers are really just fed up with him.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, he also has some national aspirations as well. He wants to be president of the United States. I kind of think he sort of torpedoed those plans, but that's beside the point. Do you think he's coming out like this because he's seeing Ocasio-Cortez win in her place and nobody likes Hillary now and nobody likes Pelosi and everybody seems to be going hard, hard socialist left? Do you think he's trying to get into that niche?
I think so, because Democrats don't have a chance of getting elected running on constitutional values and traditional American values. That ship has sailed.
Right.
So I think what they have to do is the only thing that they have is to go radical left and capture as many of the fringe or minority votes or radical, you know, groups and capture all those votes. And I think that's really their only hope. So, you know, rather than trying to be moderate, which would never work for them, because we've become wise to the Democrats, especially in New York. And so I think that's what they do. They have to go. They've pushed themselves into a corner, and that corner is the radical left. And now if Cortez, as such a numbskull as she is, what a knucklehead some of the things she says, that they have to, they find themselves, and it's got to be embarrassing for them to find themselves, you know, following her coattails. It's ridiculous. Unfortunately, there are people who will vote that way just because they found themselves on that team, and they need to win at all costs. And it's terrible because they forget about what America really is, what America is supposed to be, and it becomes more about beating the conservatives, you know, following that progressive agenda and just winning on that progressive message, even though it's the worst possible thing you could do for a country. They will stick to that, and they'll stand their ground, and they will fight for that radical left ideology, because that's the most important. Politics have become more important to them than anything, it would seem.
Politics and power.
Yes.
Let me get you to hold right there if I can. We're talking to Dan Waz, author and commentator. We're talking about right now about New York. We'll be right back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady, and we're talking to author and commentator Dan Was, good gun, bad guy, talking about New York. Now, in New York State, is there any data on how many permits to carry? Is there any such number like that? Because I know there's a lot of guns in New York, in New York State. I know there's a lot of guns in New York State.
Say the question again, Bill. Is there any limit on what?
Is there any data on how many people have carry permits?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, there is. I don't know the number offhand, so I don't want to comment too much on that. I don't want to give you the wrong number.
Fairly common thing. I mean, outside of New York City where they have the Sullivan Act where you have to ask permission to have a squirt gun.
Absolutely. I'm going to say it's probably about 5%. I know some of the higher numbers in some states. I know Alabama is like up to about 11%. But I think we're somewhere around 4 to 5% are concealed carry holders.
That's a pretty high number, though. 19 million. So I mean, that's nearly a million people.
And it may be a little high. That's why I said I want to check. We could have up to a million so-called, and I put this in quotes, assault rifles. I just read something earlier, and it could be as many as 1 million of those.
I've heard that there's a million AR-15s.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. A million, you know, military style, M16 style, Armalite style rifles. There could be a million of them in New York. So, I mean, that's got to tell you that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised for 4 to 5% of the New York population concealed carry holders. Now, you know, that's not that everybody does, but you'd be surprised how many people here in New York have that license. Just because they see the Second Amendment as an important thing.
Now, speaking of AR-15s, part of the SAFE Act was the imposition of a registration for the assault weapons.
Right.
Is it fair enough to say that that part of the SAFE Act was a resounding failure?
It was, because what we're learning is that not everybody is complying, and like I said, there's some reports or some people say that there could be a million of them, and there's really only been about 45,000 registered. So it tells you that, you know, if that's true, that people really aren't complying with that. And I'm not saying it's good or bad either way. I'm just saying it's got to tell you something.
Well, I mean, they also wanted to have a background check for ammunition, and they woke up and found out that there's no database for that, because ammunition purchasing is different from gun purchasing, which the criteria for purchasing a gun is different from the ammunition purchasing criteria. So they had no basis to go with that. That seems to be a thing gun grabbers seem to do. Like in Nevada, they wanted to pass the universal background check, and then they found out we don't have any way to do it.
Right, they didn't have the actual capabilities or the data banks and the way to, you know, way to police that whole thing. You know, another thing that's really kind of troubling for concealed carry holders here in New York is the recertify, the renewing your license every 5 years. You know, a lot of times, you know, this is something brand new, so people may forget, and they may just not do it out of just a lack of, you know, they didn't have put it in their calendar or whatever. And, you know, that now they become a paper felon. And these could be people who've never, you know, had more than a traffic violation. But now they're carrying without a license, which, you know, a law that shouldn't exist anyway. And now you become a felon because you forgot to renew your government-issued permission slip for a law that shouldn't exist.
Right. I do like that characterization. There are some people out there right now that are saying that Cuomo is trying to export the SAFE Act across the nation. Have you heard anything regarding that?
No, I haven't, but, you know, I know that what could happen is, I think what they really dread is this, anything related to the SAFE Act going to the Supreme Court, because should it go to the Supreme Court, which they've been lucky because the Supreme Court doesn't like to take these kind of cases, but now with Kavanaugh coming in, they might be a little bit more willing to accept Second Amendment cases, and we might see the New York SAFE Act in some form or fashion in the Supreme Court, and the gun grabbers don't want that at all, because I think this would get shot down. We'd have another heller on our hands,
I'm almost certain that I think Young versus Hawaii will drag that into it because New York City's permit laws are different from New York State's, and with that's the difference between California, which is I think California has the worst amount of gun control in the United States, followed very closely by New York. But in California, if I get a permit in Northern California, I can walk around legally with that permit in San Francisco.
Yeah, California's got all sorts of new stuff, too. The 21 age restriction, passed committee, it's being held right now. I don't know how far that's gone. The one handgun every 30 days is now one gun every 30 days, a limit on one gun per 30 days. That passed the Senate. And, the precursor parts, the build parts.
Right.
There's legislation trying to, be put on that. So there's all sorts of stuff there. And, we really need to just keep fighting. Unfortunately, we need to keep fighting back because here's the thing. Our Second Amendment, it wasn't given to us by anyone and it can't be taken away by anyone, but it's a God-given right to defend ourselves. And, we need to protect it from violations because people will violate it every chance they get. And so protecting it, I would say sometimes we need to protect it, which means that we need to fight for it because it's not something that's necessarily tangible. Our Second Amendment right is more of a reminder that we have a God-given right to protect ourselves with firearms. So it's not given by anyone. It can't be taken away. It's not really tangible, so we need to defend it. And we need to fight to defend from people who try to violate it.
Right.
And that's why it's always going to be a battle.
Well, it's always going to be a battle, and it's always going to exist. Now, we're coming up on the break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about the occurrence that happened at Jacksonville Landing, I think it's called. I haven't looked too hard at this just yet because there's still a few details coming out about it, but we're going to talk about that. But I saw an exchange on Facebook between you and somebody. I want to bring that up, too, if that's okay. Sure. My guest is Dan, author and commentator Dan Waz. We'll be right back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back at it. This is the Gun Owners News Hour with my guest Dan Waz. We're talking about now we're going to segue a little. Well, we're going to segue eventually, but we're going to talk about what happened in Jacksonville Landing. But you made a comment on Facebook about this happening in a gun-free zone, and somebody who's been entirely seduced, and we don't have to mention her by name, but somebody out there that's been seduced by the mainstream media identity politics decided to engage you. Did you see that?
And then I'm just reading now her response. I didn't have time to take a look. She responded again. And these things turn into these just ridiculous arguments, because what happens is you have people who really don't have a grasp on what that Second Amendment means. And they don't understand how dangerous gun-free zones are. And by the way, this video game competition was in a gun-free zone. It was
right.
Specifically written into their policy. So what that means is, if you're going to compete in this, and you're going to attend this, maybe you're a father going with your kid, and if you're going to attend, the first thing you must do is disarm yourself. Either if that means leaving it in your car, if that means leaving it home, whatever. You're not going to have it on you, because if you do, you're going to be violating, you know, the policy of that building. And good people don't want to do that. We don't want to violate laws. We don't want to violate policies. We want to do the right thing, which is why we carry a gun. But anyway, that's beside the point. When you go into these places, you've been rendered unarmed and defenseless, helpless. And I'll tell you one thing. If there was a concealed carry holder, this is this 24-year-old kid who, you know, he just looked like your average video game kid. I don't think he would be hard to stop someone who's trained and a concealed carrier.
Sure.
In other words, I think that kid could have been taken out in about 3 seconds, literally in about 3 seconds.
It would have depended on where the proximity of the concealed carrier to him when he went live. And by the way, I don't want you can say his name. His name is David Katz. He's a kid from Maryland, where they have a high degree of gun control. So here you got this kid with a he existed where he had to jump through the flaming hoops of gun control. He did it anyway, got the gun, and brought it with him to Florida. And then he went into a gun-free zone. And then he's part of the generation that's never heard the word no, where you get a trophy for participating, but then he lost at something, and he snapped. And if but if there had been a concealed carrier there, the incidents with a rampage killer, which this was not a active shooter. When you and I go to the range, you and I are active shooters because we're just trainers, right? We're just training. This guy wasn't a shooter; he was a rampage killer. So when he went on his rampage. If one of us had been there, me, you, the average loss of life when a concealed carrier is there is 2.5, and when they wait on the police to show up, it's 18. This guy, the reason his body count was as low as it was is because he was done.
Yeah. And I guess my point was he could have been done quicker if somebody able to take him out. But nobody was able to take him out. That's the thing. That's the terrible part. And to getting back to your original thing here with the person who's commenting on my post really doesn't seem to have a grasp on how important it is to be able to defend yourself. You know, they say things like, you know, I support the Second Amendment, but, you know, it's not about gun-free zones. Well, in this case, I think it was about a gun-free zone. I mean, until we can get to the cause of human violence, what's going on in this maniac's head, until then, everybody needs to protect themselves. And by taking away that ability of good people to defend themselves, I don't understand how anybody can go along with that. It's so illogical to me that I just don't understand how they justify it. They have to do a lot of mental gymnastics to make that okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit like taking an impala, which is actually a antelope-like creature in Africa, and sawing his rack off and then saying, now you can defend against the lions now that you're defenseless. Everybody's defenseless. Nobody has these racks. Lions don't have them. You don't have them. I tried to look her up and see if I could figure out where she's from. Because if she's from a democratically held city, one of the big cities like Chicago or New York or, you know, almost all of New Jersey, various parts of California, those kind of places, then she probably does have a lot of friends that have been killed by gunfire. And then she's talking about gangs, which...
Well, she's got some friends in common that are down in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
So she may be down in Arkansas, which happens to be a pretty gun-friendly. But she doesn't seem to be your typical Second Amendment supporter, so... and she tried to make it a race thing, which was really interesting too. She said something like, "Now that this was these were white people, or it was a white person involved." In other words, pay no attention to the black people dying. Now that it's a white person, and I really didn't see race in this at all. And it's just ironic that she would turn it into a racial thing. Yeah, because that's part of the Democrats' game, you know, turn everything into a racial thing, turn it into an anti-gun thing, turn it into a, white males are bad thing, turn it into sexism, turn it into whatever cause they need to promote or they need to perpetuate and whatever cause they need to be the social justice warrior against. So they need to perpetuate those causes. So race is one of them. You know, I'm sitting here going, what in the world does this have to do with race? But whatever, that's kind of what she wanted to do here.
Well, I mean, looking at her posts, it was evident to me that she was sort of she's the fastest growing demographic of gun buyers out there, black American woman. And, depending on where she is from, if she's the biggest thing about gun control, if they really want to, stop some gun violence, they need to go to gangland. And if what she's talking about, she has friends in gangland getting killed, well, she was all about the systemic violence against black Americans, which, unfortunately, in certain places, is perpetuated by black Americans.
Yeah, and I always say, say, you know, like to those groups, to Demanding Moms and Crazy Town and all those anti-gun groups, I always say, oh, and the David Hogwash and all these nut jobs, I say, take your little picket signs and go into the south or the west side of Chicago and demand that those gang members hand over their illegal guns. Now, you get in there and fight, you guys. Go on, get in there and get those guns. And I dare you, if you really want to stop, you know, violence and unnecessary death, that's what they'll do. Instead, what do? They go to the suburbs where they know that they're safe, or they'll go out in front of the NRA headquarters and, you know, they'll bring their cookies and lemonade with them and have all their refreshments, and they'll have their little picket signs, and they'll be available for the TV cameras.
Well, they marched on Smith and Wesson this past weekend.
Oh, okay. They're a joke. But the thing is, the media loves them, and so the perception when you turn on your evening news is something completely different than what's actually going on. I say that those anti-gun radical groups go into the south side of Chicago and you know, clean up the streets down there.
Go where the food is. That's where the food is, as Sam Kennison would say. That's where the violence is. You don't have to come to us because, I think John Lott, see, whenever John Lott ups his figures, I think he's actually coming in sort of conservative, because he's saying now there's over 17.25 million people that have concealed carry permits. And then we can probably double that with the so-called constitutional carry states. So on any given day, there's probably a safe 30 million people carrying a gun anywhere you want to talk about, even in states like New York and California. And if the data, well, you know what? I let it creep up on us. We'll continue this when we get back. Talking to Dan Was, this is the Gun Owners News Hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back again at the Gun Owners News Hour, talking to author and commentator Dan Walls. Real quick, tell them where they can find your book, Dan.
Bad Guy, and you can go to goodgunbadguy.net or goodgunbadguy.com or search Good Gun Bad Guy on Amazon.
Volumes 1 and 2.
Yes.
A good read for those. And it's not a long read. I mean, that's the thing about freedom. It's pretty quick, clear-cut, concise. That's the thing about it. That's the thing about it. Go check
it out. You know, what I try to do is I try to expose the lies and tactics and strategies of the anti-gun side of the conversation, you know, the radical anti-gunners, and help people see what they're doing to corrupt the narrative and to create a phony landscape when it comes to guns, and how they, build and perpetuate fear of guns in our society, and the lies that they use to do it, and how they also perpetuate a hatred toward gun owners among the anti-gun and the non-gun owners. So it's
well, the non-gun owners are the minority, though. That's the problem. They don't seem to quite grasp, or if they do, they're trying to be louder than we are. And that's the problem with, I think, sometimes with gun owners is we're a little too polite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We definitely have been. Agree. Yeah.
Have you noticed that, like in these colleges, where they, one of the things they say, no matter where it is, no matter how much data you have, if they're going to consider allowing a gun to be carried in a certain place, they're going to say, well, there's going to be blood in the streets. There'll be gunfights over parking spaces. There's going to be arguments over who gets the last pack of T-shirts, and that will resort to gunplay. It's going to be horrible. And then they do it, and then it doesn't happen. And in colleges right now, you know, they were against, I can't remember which college is picking up, maybe Georgia. They were going to have Georgia and maybe Texas, I'm not sure, but they wanted to fight it as much as they could. And now we're over a year into it. It hasn't happened yet. Now some of these college professors, like one college professor, no longer will see his students in his office because he's afraid, and he's putting out an email. Well, you may pull your gun on me in a fit of anger.
Well, you know, that's an interesting concept, because either they believe that, or so they've been so brainwashed and so scared, taught to be so scared that he believes it, or he's using that as a way to vilify gun owners. Maybe he doesn't actually believe that that will happen. Maybe he understands and he just uses that as an excuse. The strategies that they use are very sinister and sometimes very hard to notice. You know, they go by quick, and you can't really put your finger on it. But yeah, so that's perfect for them, because all they can do is kick and scream like little crybabies, like they always do, and somehow then now the gun owners are the bad guys.
There was another college, I don't know if you saw this, where they had a Second Amendment zone set up in a classroom that it got slapped down really quick, but it was basically the size of a batter's box. And if you were carrying a gun, you couldn't have a desk, you couldn't have this, you couldn't have that. And this got noticed, of course, and this was a teaching assistant. And this is the thing, this is the tell. If this were a poker game, this would be the tell. They believe that these rights, they've listened so much to the talking boxes and the, you know, all the heads that are out there right now in the mainstream media. They believe that rights come with an on-off switch, that you can have a First Amendment safe zone. You can have a Second Amendment only zone. They don't understand that it's out there, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, they've been taught and conditioned, and they're continually conditioned on a daily basis to blur the definitions of rights and privileges. And I've said this before. We've talked about this, but let me just repeat it real quickly here. A privilege is something that's given, and given, it's man-made. It's something that's given to you. It can be taken away from you. But a right cannot be taken away. A right is not like that. A right is inherent. It's God-given. But they can say things like, well, I support your Second Amendment, but I think we need common sense gun restrictions. So now tell me, how do you support my Second Amendment right while simultaneously restricting my right? See, they don't see the difference. They see rights as privileges.
Well, they try to, the other thing they do, and this got slapped around. Normally, the ATF would be most of their, you know, most gun grabbers would think that the ATF is their partner. Did you see the ATF data that came out that indicates that all of these guys out there saying, well, you know, most of the guns coming into New York, Chicago, all of New Jersey, parts of Maryland, you know, all the gun grabbing, gun free zones come from outside in places that have more loose. And the ATF, they released some trace data, and that turns out not to be true.
Right. But you know what they'll do, Bill? They'll use that that excuse. In New York in particular will use that to say, well, we're not going to accept all these states' concealed carry. In other words, we're not going to extend reciprocity to a bunch of states for whatever reason they can make up. So,
sure.
So like, for instance, I think Florida, I have to look at my chart, but New York doesn't accept a Florida license, so in turn Florida will return the favor and say, well, screw you, New York, we're not going to accept your license. And so that's where you start to have a real problem with reciprocity. If you travel, it's a nightmare, because you can only go into certain states, and when you travel through certain states, you have to carry your gun a certain way. It has to be in the trunk, or it has to be in the glove box, or you have to have a SWAT team following you, all sorts of nonsense just to get through a state legally because of the reciprocity laws. And so what you said there is just an excuse. They'll use that stuff as an excuse to make it more difficult.
New Jersey's the worst.
I'm not happy about it either, Bill.
New Jersey's the worst, though, because like in New Jersey, a New York cop can't go home in New Jersey and carry a gun. And isn't that isn't there, what is that, Laosa? Isn't there something out there for where everybody else but New Jersey recognizes Laosa, where cops can carry all throughout the United States?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to answer that because I'm not positive, but I'm not surprised. And I know that going through Jersey is the worst state. And I'm right here on the, you know, on the East Coast. I'm in, like I said, upstate New York, so I travel down through Jersey all the time. I have to be very careful how I transport. And don't stop in Jersey. If you have a gun, don't even think about it. Better keep going. You better fill up before you get there, before you cross the state line.
That part just, and that's, see, this is the thing that I thought would trigger something from the feds, because it's like going into the old East Germany. In the old East Germany, like, you had to drive, if you wanted to go on the Berlin tour from West Germany to East Germany, because Berlin was inside the East German territory, surrounded by East German territory, you had to drive down this one highway. And on this one highway, the East Germans would be, I mean, they would literally be setting up every 20 yards on the highway, because the speed limit would change every 19 yards. So they were constantly trying to catch you in doing something, which that sounds, I mean, in New Jersey, didn't Brian Aiken get arrested for legally transporting his guns as per the federal guideline? I mean, and he stopped and took a nap.
Well, what about the woman from Pennsylvania?
Janine Allen?
Yeah. I mean, same thing with her. I mean, I think, if I remember right, the Governor Christie came in and cleaned that up for her, helped her out with that. But I mean, geez, you're just traveling through. How could it's so impossible. That's why we need, you know, of course we'd love constitutional carry across the country. I think that would be fantastic. Even a state-to-state reciprocity right now would be a better than what we have.
Well, maybe the en banc panel will come back on Young versus the state of Hawaii and say, no, of course not. There's no right to carry openly. And then it'll get appealed to the Supreme Court. And then maybe you and I will wake up and we'll be able to carry again out in the open all over the United States.
You know, you mentioned that a couple times now. And I think you might be onto something.
We've run out of time, Dan. I am onto something, Dan. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me very much. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be back next week. I am out of here.
Thanks, Bill.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.